Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, happy Cinco de Mayo. This is so funny because we got this text coming in this morning from a Jason. He goes, my buddy works at a Mexican restaurant, and he was telling me that this day is doomsday for him. It's flooded with people who just want free chips, free salsa, Coronas, margs, and tacos. And yeah. Nobody tips me.
Well, that's tough.
It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Yeah, it's Breezy's birthday, but it's really, it's Cinco de Mayo. Also, it's intern Joe's last day today.
I can't. This is the worst birthday ever.
It is kind of sad.
I can't believe we're losing him.
I gassed you up a little bit last segment and wanted to let you know that we've had a lot of interns pass through here, but you have been such a key player on our team. And we appreciated and loved having you here.
I don't think you really understand the gravity of the work that you've done here. I was out to dinner on Friday with a bunch of my girlfriends for my birthday. And they all were just like, they were just loving you. They said, you bring so much to the show that we have such great banter, the three of us. They love that you and I team up on Moose all the time.
Oh, it's been great.
For my psyche. And I team up on you too. So like it's like
yeah, a, no, that is true. But
it's been great for my self confidence.
But I truly think it's so special because what I take away from you being here and just having you, it's a full circle moment for us because we were both interns and I was the last intern in the building to really get a full time position here. I kind of just like, you know, made my way in by the hair of my chinny chin chin, right? And I think that you being here, you did way more than I ever done. I can't really speak for you, Moose. I wasn't really born when you were on the radio yet, but but you have just done so much and you've literally been my right hand. I think that when we get an intern, I am very quick to be like, I know exactly what they're going to do because Moose has so much going on his end and I do a lot of the back end stuff and whatever I can put onto an intern to help me out is just so helpful. And anytime we needed you, whether it be bachelor auction stuff, helping Moose film, us doing content, us going out and about, you've always
said yes.
You've asked zero questions. Well, you've asked the right questions, but you've asked like, yeah, what time do I have to be there? And you've just done so much for us, and selfishly to the point where I was ripping you away from other stations because obviously we're your favorite, but we're going to miss you a lot. But I know that you will do amazing things wherever you go because the work and the time that you put in is truly second to none. We've never had an intern like you. We've had interns in the past that have been fun and third mic and they chirp and they do their things, but you've done way more than all of them combined.
Yeah, we got to figure out someone who's going to get us Dunkin' each morning. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's so important. By the way, you were getting paid for this too, which is great. You still have the ability to come in here. It felt like a full-time job.
You deserve to get paid.
You're able to purchase your girlfriend flowers and steak dinners from Outback Steakhouse.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, all the things. But yeah, it was great having you, man. We really appreciate you, Joe, and hope to be in touch in the future.
Closing words for us?
Yeah. I wrote something up.
Why did Breezy put a gun in your head?
No, it was Patrice. So today's my last day, obviously. I wanted to say thank you guys for being so inviting and having me on the show for the last 9 weeks. This internship has been nothing short of great. You guys don't even know how much it means to me. And I will finally give you your flowers. This is my favorite show to be on in the mornings.
It's taken 9 weeks, but we got it.
But it's actually a ton of fun coming in and hanging out with you guys and just being part of the show. And also, Big Red sent me a message to read to you guys.
Oh, this is your girlfriend.
Oh my God.
Tell Moose and Breezy that I love them and that I say thank you for being supportive. Plus, I really did enjoy the Bachelor auction.
That was like one of your...
That was our third date.
Yeah, that was like a very early on date. And for her to come to a work event that you were on stage doing stuff for us and her hanging out in the background and being so chill and having a good time, I think that, I mean, it said a lot for me. It's not my relationship, but it just goes to show that she truly is so supportive of you and everything that you do.
Yeah. And also, we've now got everyone at her office listening to PXY Mornings.
That's all we can ask. Yeah,
that's what it's about. I guess for the work.
Yeah, gotta get those ratings up. You know what I mean?
Gotta do it. Absolutely gotta do it.
So what's next?
Good question.
See, this is the tough part. Because a lot of you listening, and I know there's so many of you who used to have an internship as well. And that's typically how you get your foot in the door, is figuring out, hey, is this something I love? Is this something I want to pursue? Majority of the time, for a lot of people, they start their career at the place they started interning. Not all the time, but I mean, that was the case for us, and I know a lot of people that we work with. Whether you stay here in Rochester or you go to upstate, maybe Syracuse, Buffalo, wherever you end up, I have a feeling you're still going to be under the umbrella of radio. Maybe you'll do sales. Maybe you'll do something different than being on air, but...
You're so talented.
Maybe one day you'll have your own show.
Yeah.
But I just want to let you know, you did all the right things, and you took it seriously.
Yeah.
Couldn't ask for more than that.
You're so talented, and you're so willing, and you're so hardworking, and you are a go-getter. And I think that's what a lot of Gen Z's struggle with, is like they're taking their parents to job interviews and they're cutting corners.
Not all of them.
Like,
no, not this guy.
Bye. No, there's some really great Gen Z, you know, kids. I don't know what to call
superstars.
Them. Young adults who are very motivated.
Yeah.
You know, and thank you for not bringing your mom to the interview process.
Yeah, that's great.
Even though we'd love to meet her today.
No, I want her to come. So.
She was busy teaching kids.
Yeah. Sorry.
So.
Well, thank you so much, Joe. I don't know. I don't really know what I'm going to do without you.
I think you'll be fine. So, we're going to continue to do what we've been doing.
I don't think I can.
Before he showed up.
I don't know if I can. Such a luxury.
It really has been a luxury.
Oh, goodness.
But thanks again, man. Best wishes. And we wish you all the best. Did you bring us anything?
I brought Duncan this one.
Yeah, you brought
one.
Duncan. It's not enough.
It's just not enough. It's PXY Morning, 66 for the high today. Can't Be Breezy is coming up in just a bit. Selfless Breezy, even though it's her day, wants to give back. Make sure you listen to win. We'll do it in just a bit on PXY. PXY Morning's Moose Breezy, welcome back to the show. A downstate New York woman is charged with sending drug-coded mail to inmates at a local state prison. And I got to tell you, it is creative. I will give her that. New York State Police said Elise DeGeorge, 30, of Poughkeepsie, was arrested and charged with 3 counts of first-degree promoting prison contraband. Guess what she did? They found her with a synthetic drug known as K2, which was sprayed on paper along with a mail stamp and priority mail envelopes. And this was all mail that was soaked with narcotics and then sent to several inmates at Five Point Correctional Facility. DeGeorge was arraigned and is being held at the Dutchess County Jail on only a $5,000 cash bail, which just doesn't seem like a lot. Joe, you know about that, don't you? What's K2?
K2 is synthetic cannabis.
Huge drug deal.
This girl's mugshot is so deceiving because she truly looks like she could be just, I don't know, just homeschooled. She likes karaoke and baking on the weekends, hanging out with friends. You know what I mean? Like shopping at the mall.
You're making up your own, like, journey for her.
Well,
yeah, he's like, you know what? I don't know anything about her except this one thing.
It's what I want to believe after looking at her mugshot for the last half hour. I'm like, how could she do this? She is not, this isn't her first,
first rodeo.
It's really not.
Say that.
Her criminal record doesn't start with drugs being sent in the mail. Back in 2021, her and five others were arrested for ordering counterfeit pills through the dark web.
Mm.
I don't even know how to get onto the dark web.
Joe does.
Joe, how do you do it?
I'll tell you off air.
Okay.
Perfect.
I don't need to spread that information to the masses.
But do you just open an incognito window?
No.
Oh, yeah, there's
a lot more.
Got it.
There's a lot of VPNs, LLCs, GPNs, GLPs that you gotta
Right. The DBQs, of course. So this girl pleaded guilty to criminal possession of a controlled substance and was sentenced to 2 years of probation. I mean, it doesn't sound like she's ever been in serious trouble from a lot of these crimes.
Correct.
But the department has not identified what the staff or inmates have been exposed to or fallen ill from just yet. But the incidents are all under investigation as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Should we do it?
We should do it.
I feel like we should absolutely do it. All right, let's get into it. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 for Campy Breezy. And even though Breezy's birthday is today, she wants to hook you up with gifts and prizes if you can beat her in trivia this morning. It's everyone's favorite game, and it's so selfless of her.
Mm-hmm.
Caller 8 right now. We do it next. Good luck.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
Birthday edition!
That's right. Everyone's favorite game. We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. It's Breezy's birthday today, but she wants to hook you up with gifts and prizes. If you can beat her in trivia this morning, how selfless of her to think about other people on her special day.
I'm just oozing selflessness. So.
Let's go to the phones. PXY, who's this?
Alicia.
Alicia, you are coloring!
She goes, oh, God.
Oh, God, okay. Alicia, what town are you representing today?
I am representing Brockport, New York.
Okay, Brockport.
Do you know intern Joe?
I don't.
Okay.
Mm. It doesn't matter. All right. The rules are simple, Alicia. You got 5 seconds to answer each question. If our listener, Alicia, ends in a tie with our girl, Breezy.
I'm winning today because it's my birthday.
Oh, okay. Well,
so that's, I'm changing the rules. Thank you so much.
We'll have to ask corporate. Okay, Alicia, Breezy's leaving the room. Breezy's girlfriend, Patrice, is in the studio live with us this morning, so try to do her proud. Okay, here we go, Alicia. Okay, give her a kiss. Can you please leave? Thank you so much. Okay, Alicia, question number 1. What is the main profession of Nintendo character Luigi?
A plumber.
Going with a plumber. Final answer. Let's go to question number 2. Who is the author of The Great Gatsby?
Oh, goodness. I am...
3 seconds.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Go ahead. Say a name. Any name.
George R.R. Martin. I have no idea.
Wow. I like that guess. George R.R. Martin. All right. Let's go to question number 3. Which fashion brand, Alicia, is known for its double G logo?
Let's go with Guess.
Okay. We're going with Guess. Question number 4. What was the title of Taylor Swift's very first album?
I don't know.
Take a guess. It could be right under your nose. Take a guess.
Lips.
Okay, we're going with lips. All right. Oh. I love it. Last question, Alicia. Which Olympic sport is played with brooms and stones?
Curling.
Going with curling. All right, let's tally these bad boys up. Breezy, we're going to bring you back into the room. You're going head-to-head with our girl, Alicia. Let's see how well she did. We are looking at a total of 2 out of 5.
Oh, I love that moment for us.
Alicia?
I love those odds on my birthday, Alicia.
I'm going to be honest with
you. I'm giving you a chance.
I'm going to be honest with you, Alicia. That's plenty to beat her.
Relax. Pipe down.
All right, Breezy, you're up. What is the main profession of Nintendo character Luigi?
He's a miner.
Going with miner. Question number 2. Who is the author of the... Who is the author of The Great Gatsby?
Oh.
You have 3 seconds. Name an author.
I can't. J.K. Rowling. I know that's not right, but that's all I know.
Okay, we're going with J.K. Rowling. Let's go to question number 3. Breezy, huge fashion girl.
Huge.
You're going to New York soon. Which fashion brand is known for its double G logo?
Gucci.
Going with Gucci. Question number 4. What was the title of Taylor Swift's first album?
Taylor Swift.
Last question, Breezy. Which Olympic sport is played with brooms and stones?
Curling?
Final answer. We're going with curling. All right, let's get our girl Alicia back on the line from Brockport. Hi, Alicia. How do you think Breezy did?
She did awesome.
Yeah, that's true, because she did. She beat you!
Oh no!
She broke her losing streak. Alicia, the score was 2-3. Let's run through the board real quick. What is the main profession of Nintendo character Luigi? You said plumber. That is correct. Breezy said a miner.
Gold miner?
Who is the author of The Great Gatsby? That would be F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Right, of course.
Our girl Alicia said George R.R. Martin.
Right.
You
love
said J.K. Rowling. Question number 4, what is the title of Taylor Swift's first album? Alicia, you said Lips. The answer was Taylor Swift. And then, of course, curling is the name of that Olympic sport.
Yeah.
I got Gucci, right?
Yeah. Question 3 was Gucci.
Yeah, Gucci, okay. Yes. You did say guess on that one, Alicia. That was also horribly wrong, but
that was a good guess. That was a good guess.
Yeah. Hey, no pun intended. Alicia, don't worry. You're not going to walk away empty-handed here. Breezy's still going to hook you up with a little something on your birthday.
It's my birthday.
But before you go, I need you to say, my name is Alicia from Brockport, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Alicia from Brockport, and I can't beat Breezy.
The best birthday gift ever.